Good morning. Thank you so much for this opportunity to speak for you today. My name is Kent Albritton, and I go and worship at the Valley Parkway Church of Christ in Lewisville, Texas. And I just want to say before I begin, great job to the young men who gone before me, and they have done a very good job. So this morning, we'll be talking a little bit for a few minutes about the topic of light, who the light is, and his disciples. So on Saturday night, many of us had the opportunity to go on the nature walk and experience that and sing praises to God. Now, it was really dark. It was after 10:30, and many of us had flashlights. We needed lights to be able to see in front of us. Spiritually, we need the light so we don't stumble. Now, I'd like to read a verse from Psalm 119, 105. There it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet, a light to my path." His word guides us each and every day. It is constant. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 says, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Ever since the beginning, we see that light and darkness was created. This was created in Genesis chapter 1, the first thing. Now, I'd like to give an illustration. I'll give credit to my friend for this. We can see with our eyes everything around us. We can see trees. We can see the sky. Imagine yourself in a room completely dark and with someone. You can't see their characteristics, you can't see them at all. I mean, you could maybe touch them and feel them and kind of guess what they feel like, but you can't see them. You can't gain knowledge of them. Spiritually, we need the light to gain knowledge. Now, for most of our time today, we will be looking at John chapter 9. John chapter 9. So if you all like to follow along, that's where we will be. I'd like to read the first 12 verses there. It says, "Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, 'Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?' Jesus answered, 'Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.' When he had said these things, he spat on the ground and made clay with saliva, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, 'Go, wash in the pool of Siloam,' which is translated 'sent.' So he went and washed and came back seeing. Therefore the neighbors and those who previously had seen that he was blind said, 'Is not this he who sat and begged?' Some said, 'This is he.' Others said, 'He is like him.' He said, 'I am he.' Therefore they said to him, 'How were your eyes opened?' He answered and said, 'A man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, "Go to the pool of Siloam and wash." So I went and washed and received sight. Then they said to him, 'Where is he?' He said, 'I do not know.'" We can see that his disciples asked Jesus a question whether he sinned or his parents had sinned. And Jesus said, "Neither, but that the works of God should be revealed in him." Now, Jesus had healed him, and like I said, that the works of God were revealed through this man. Now I'd like to skip over to the end of this chapter for time's sake. But in the middle section, we can see that the Pharisees, or this man who was formerly blind, was brought to the Pharisees, and they begin to question him and his parents. And they didn't know who Jesus was. They thought Jesus was a sinner, and they followed Moses' law. The Pharisees did, and this man didn't know whether he was or not. So eventually, they cast this man out, and we pick up here in verse 35. "Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, 'Do you believe in the Son of God?' He answered and said, 'Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him?' And Jesus said to him, 'You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you.' Then he said, 'Lord, I believe.' And he worshiped him. And Jesus said, 'For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind.' Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, 'Are we blind also?' Jesus said to them, 'If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see.' therefore your sin remains. In conclusion today, we can see that Jesus, he came to seek and save those which were lost and blind spiritually. From this passage, we see that the man was previously, he was physically blind, but now he could physically see. He was also spiritually blind, but now he could spiritually see as he believed in the Son of God, who is Jesus. Jesus came as a light to the world. He was the light of the world. And we, as his disciples, as I would like to read in Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16, real quick. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Give me just 1 second. There it says, he was speaking to his disciples on the mountain. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let our lights so shine before God and before men, so we could reflect our example and Savior Jesus. Thank you very much.